Well, the daycare debate is back with a new report out this morning suggesting extended time at daycare is stressful for kids and has long-term effects on mental and physical health. It says motherhood is undervalued and that full-time parenting should be seen as a child's right. The author of this report is Dr. Eric Sigmund, who's with us from Britain. Good morning.
Good morning.
When you talk of extended time at daycare, have we got specifics around that? What is extended time?
Well, really, there isn't an absolute specific, but when you consider that people might think of daycare as just being a few hours a week or perhaps 6 hours a week, in many cases, it's actually 40 hours a week. So I think particularly if you're talking about over 25 or 30 hours a week, that is a very long time for very young children, certainly for infants and toddlers.
Does the quality of the daycare make any difference or not?
The quality of daycare does make some difference, but it does not eliminate some of the effects that this report points out. And unfortunately, there has been a confusion and almost a distraction that when you start talking about daycare, it's controversial. And the immediate reaction is to say, but if it's quality daycare, there isn't a problem. Unfortunately, quality or not, they're finding that the sheer number of hours, the amount of time, the number of hours per week matters, even if it's quality care. And so we do need to consider now how many hours a week very, very young children are being separated from their parents, particularly their biological mothers.
Which was my next question. What's the age factor in this?
Well, what we're finding across the Western world, and New Zealand seems to have a relatively high uptake of daycare compared to other industrialized countries, but across the Western world, we're finding that more and more children are going into daycare at younger ages and for longer hours. So, for example, you're finding many babies who are still breastfeeding going to daycare centers for many hours per week. And so there has been a big change. And this is one of the reasons why, the family first New Zealand felt this report was important.
Is there a cut-off date, though? Can I not put my three-year-old child into daycare knowing full well they need to be socialized, they're heading towards school?
First of all, there's a big difference between three-year-olds and babies. It seems that after the age of three, the effects mentioned in this report start to subside between three and five. The most vulnerable, if you want to use that word, is certainly newborns up until the age of two and actually three. Now, the issue of whether children are socialized or not, up until recently, children were socialized whether they went to daycare or not. And the idea that children will not be bright or they will not have any social skills unless they go to a paid-for institution is not true. And unfortunately, this is not the message that parents all over the Western world, including New Zealand, are being given.
So when you talk of the emotional and physical issues, like what?
In particular, what you keep hearing and what I keep hearing as parents is that if children go to daycare centers, there may be educational outcome benefits in terms of, as you say, social skills, perhaps some educational advantages. At the same time, what's not being looked at is not what happens later, but how the child experiences daycare now while they're in daycare. Of course, we can't ask children because babies can't speak and toddlers have very limited verbal skills. Fortunately, the biosciences now have methods by measuring things like the stress hormone levels during the day, that measure the level of cortisol, the stress hormone, while they're at daycare and what happens when they come home. And what they're finding is that in many cases, 70 to 80% of children in center-based daycare are showing increasing levels of the stress hormone cortisol throughout the day until they return home with their mothers. When you compare that with the days that they're not in daycare, the cortisol doesn't rise that way. So it appears that children do find daycare stressful. Now, you may ask, well, why should we care about this? What effects could this have? We do know that the nervous system, which handles stress in the years to come, is programmed very early on. How our children may handle stress when they're adults is programmed. The nervous system is programmed. It's a very complicated system called the HPA. And levels of cortisol, which rise during key periods of development, and we have to remember that our babies' brains triple in size between birth and the age of three. 80% of our children's brain size will have occurred by the time they're 3 years old. And if during that time they are experiencing higher levels of stress hormones and certain parts of their nervous system are being programmed, the public simply needs to know about that. And the reason I feel that reports like this do need to be written is that when you look at the Ministry of Education in New Zealand and in many other countries who are responsible for daycare and who have websites and leaflets and information for parents. None of this is mentioned. They only talk about the educational benefits, but none of the top world-class medical studies on stress hormones in daycare are ever mentioned. And so the only point is that if we're going to make decisions both at a parental level and also at a policy level, we all need a full range of information to make more well-formed decisions. And up until now, that hasn't happened because it's inconvenient for us as working parents to hear this. But nevertheless, we have a responsibility to at least listen to some of the new information on the effects of daycare.
And I appreciate your time very much, Dr. Eric Sigmund, who has published this report or authored this particular report.